It is Hank FM. What it doesn't need is more of the following.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Have nice things. Those not good being bad. Heads up, if you ever mail something to a prisoner within the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, they heavily search it and test it for contraband. Mm-hmm. And that includes in the Wichita Falls area. Looks like late last month, two Bibles were shipped to the James V. Allred Prison in Iowa Park, just outside the falls. And the Texas Board of Criminal Justice Office of Inspector General investigates these things. And they tested these Bibles, and it found out they tested positive for illicit substances, as the paper within the Bibles tested positive for synthetic cannabis.
Oh, my word.
Looks like somebody sprays chemicals onto pages, and then they can be shredded and then used, you know, for that in the prison. It also has happened to a Houston prison, and somebody mailed a newspaper that also tested positive. They found out all of those mailings came from one person, 34-year-old Henna Habila Martinez from Finland, who has been arrested, charged, three counts of all sorts of bad stuff. Her bonds total nearly $1 million, and she's being held on an ICE detainer since she is from Finland. And evidently,
a lot of work.
Of all the papers she sprayed, she didn't have them to begin with for herself.
Dum, 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 dum.
So there's a lot of ways to get over a breakup. Wine, ice cream, time with your friends, or just sweet, sweet revenge. An anonymous woman going viral on Reddit after calling it quits with her ex, who refused to stop using her Netflix account. So she did the mature thing. She changed the profile name to Cheater and then set it to toddler mode with Peppa Pig as his only option.
Nice.
Of course, he reached out asking what was going on. She quickly cut him off from the account.
Yeah, you could have just changed the password, but I like that extra little dig. I'm going to give her a
bonus.
Let us go to this, making headline news all over the place as they're hard to get. And this makes it a little harder. 2,810 Nintendo Switch 2 consoles were stolen from a semi-truck in Bennett, Colorado. The consoles that run about $500 each were headed to a GameStop store in Grapevine,
Uh-oh.
Texas. But Nintendo's got one Mario jump ahead of you guys. The devices have serial numbers that can be tracked by police and Nintendo, too. Potentially, Nintendo can turn them off or just put them on toddler mode.
Dum, 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 dum.
The season of growing delicious summer produce has arrived, but you'll want to keep an eye out as the hammerhead flatworm has been spotted in North Texas.
Ooh.
So not only is it terrifying, it can be toxic and harm humans as well as pets. Now, if you do find one of these, don't try to smash it. I am not making this up. It will promptly reproduce and spawn itself.
Oh.
The best thing to do is either freeze them or put them in salt and vinegar. They look like little mini snakes with a ball peen hammer head.
And this is the what?
The hammerhead flatworm.
Hammerhead flatworm. Not to be confused with the invasive screw worm.
No, I'm full of fun bugs today.
When we building the wall of flies.
Dum, 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 dum.
Having a good time here. Let us go to Internet America. And a man named Chris Smith is going viral because, he asked an AI chatbot to marry him.
Oh.
And Chris seems to have intent behind this. He says the bot listens to him ramble about his politics and other things that his actual human partner named Sasha has no interest in. That's right. Chris has a girlfriend. But Sasha says she doesn't mind this, doesn't take it too seriously, and doesn't feel like Chris is cheating on her. I think at this point, infidelity is the least of your concerns there, Sasha.
Chris, you may want to stump the rambling. So this, it's never fun to clean your car. But it's a good feeling when it's done, is it not? Mm. You get the fresh smell, no junk lying around, and if you're really lucky, $50,000. It happened to one guy from Philadelphia. He bought a Maryland lottery ticket while traveling for work, then forgot all about it because his car was a complete mess. Then he went to give his ride the once-over and discovered he won 50 grand.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you bring up the lottery. In the last 2 weeks, Texas residents have claimed $7 million in lottery winnings from scratch-off tickets.
Ooh.
That they're making up for some lost time there. Maybe lottery. It's funny when it doesn't go to the commission itself. And then finally, let us end in France. And in a laundromat there in Maltby near Rotterdam. This happened when Ron Croker was drying his clothes in a laundromat, and Lloyd Smith burst through the doors of the coin-op launderette, as they call it over there in France, and demanded Mr. Croker, who's 84, by the way, who's just doing his laundry, hand over his wallet and anything else he has. But the 84-year-old Mr. Croker took his pair of jeans and wrapped it around the 42-year-old man, Lloyd Smith, wrapped it around his arms, basically tying him up.
What?
Protecting him from potential weapons that could attack him, and then shoved him out the front door.
Yeah.
He defended and fought the guy off with his jeans that he was freshly drying. Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe dryer balls have saved this man's life. True story.